Talking with Ben Hale, Western Livestock. And Ben, another strong market at the Oklahoma National Stockyards to start this week off.
It is, Ron. It's just amazing every week, you know, from on all classes of cattle yesterday, from 2 to 8 higher. Again, lots of demand, and just a great time to be in the cattle business and the cattle marketing business.
I know that, you know, when you start talking about just sheer dollar amounts, these animals, you know, 500 pounded up, they're worth a lot of money.
It really is. I mean, you look at that heifer deal from $3.50 to almost $5, you can just set them in at $3 a pound and go. We had some little 237 weight steers yesterday, wean 90 days, bring 470. It is amazing when you see what some of these cattle bring per head.
And I guess what this is about the time of year we're starting to see maybe a seasonal downturn on numbers of cattle coming week to week.
Yeah, we had 6750 yesterday compared to 6926. You know, that once you get past that March 15th, which has really turned into late February for that combine and deal, they've adjusted around, moved them around where they want them, and so I look for these runs to sure lighten up through March and April, because there's just the graze out wheat is extremely good over a big area.
And I guess what the guys that decided they were going to, you know, actually graze, they've made that decision. If they decided to hold back and, you know, try to harvest some wheat for grain, they've already pulled cattle off of those fields. And what we've got left are the graze out cattle, right?
Yeah. You know, with the commodity feeds we've developed over the last 30 years, that's changed some of that, you know, where you can hold cattle and feed them, you know, when you're pulling off that wheat and different stuff. But yes, for the most part, all that's done, I think.
Ben, as you've watched the mix of cattle the last couple of weeks, what's the mix of steers and heifers?
Well, we're still seeing a lot of heifers, you know, that are coming to town that sure could be, that are sure the quality is good enough to breed. There's no doubt. Now, you know, I don't know the numbers on what people are keeping, but I know there's several people that I've talked to that had talked about it, but just with what they're bringing, they're just going ahead and selling them.
That just makes it that much more difficult to try to start that rebuilding process. That paycheck looks like mighty attractive.
It does, you know, especially with higher interest and all that stuff. But you know, the show list was down 5,000 last week, and they're holding that kill under 600,000 a week. And we've got those fats bumped up last week, kind of 185, 186. So they're going in the right direction with the market.
And better money on those fats, that makes a lot of difference on these stockers and yearlings as well.
That's exactly right. And they're, you know, that the back end months are holding up pretty good. We want them to, the biggest jump we've seen on those feeders yesterday was over 900 pounds, was 5 higher, you know. So we need to back into those months on the fats to come up to kind of justify what we're doing. But cheap grain is helping it too.
I know that looking at last Thursday's Woodward market, over 3,000 head out there. So numbers have held up pretty nicely for that northwestern Oklahoma market.
Yeah, I think we had like 3,750 last week, and looks like we're going to have a pretty good run this week. We're going to have about 300 cows today. And so, yes, it has been holding up, and the market has been extremely strong out there as well.
What do you, as you have conversations with your customers, with these guys that have bringing cattle to town, maybe holding back for a little bit, got them still on pasture, you know, what's the attitude? What's the mood out in the country?
The mood is good. Sometimes it's kind of when you talk to them, you know, everybody has the same question. Well, how long is this going to last? You know, and if we all knew that, we would make a lot more money. But it's, you know, it justifies what we're doing, you know, but we still got to, in the back of our minds, what I still do is we got to remember the plant fire, we got to remember COVID, and we got to remember last fall. Those are three things that crashed the market that had nothing to do with numbers or diseases or anything out. That's just three things that happened that traders were able to manipulate the market on.
With that in mind, I know it was a good idea to check out things like some of the livestock protection programs, LRP, for example.
Yes, I think a guy sure needs to educate himself on them, whether it's LRP or puts or hedging it. Yeah, you know, you don't have to do them all, but you know, you can do a certain percent of them to sure protect yourself. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. So a guy wants to talk markets with you. How do they get a hold of you?
Just call me Ben Hale, 940-631-2333. And Ron, the only other thing I'd like to say is just everybody keep Glenn Fane's family in their prayers. Glenn was an icon in the industry and did a lot for it. And we sure appreciate him putting 36 years owning a commission company here at the Stockyards and working with the Beef Board. He did a great job.
Thank you, Ben. Ben Hale with Western Livestock. Their website is westerncommissioncompany.com to learn more about their operation. They sell cattle Monday, Tuesdays, a commission firm in Oklahoma City, Oklahoma National Stockyards. They've got the auction barn at Comanche on Wednesdays and the Woodward Livestock Market happening, cows on Tuesday, and the stocker and feeders on Thursday. On the Oklahoma Farm Report, I'm Ron Hayes.